Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we don't normally do Dear Scott at this time on a Tuesday, but it's a special occasion. Here is the posh lady from Radio 4 with an email we've received.
Dear Scott, I'm a Chilean listener. Greetings from South America. Excuse my English grammar. Love the show a lot. Podcast listener. A Chilean hug to Becky, Chappers, the posh lady, and to the one who does not speak.
See, people are always so nice on the email, aren't they?
Very nice.
Generally.
A Chilean hug.
I like a Chilean hug as well. Yeah. Is that some kind of thing we should be aware of that's like means something else?
I don't think so, no.
I'm going to give him a Chilean hug. Is it like a Chinese burn?
I don't think so.
Right. Okay. Anyway, it reads on.
I'm a radio and TV personality too, here in Chile. But that's not all we have in common. Could not avoid noticing that we are both super good-looking guys. Funny, slim, tall.
Oh, yeah.
And we both have big ears that stick out of our head.
That was going so well. Slim, thank you. Tall, good-looking, and massive ears.
That stick out of your head.
It was a bummer when I was a child, because they used to tell me things like Dumbo and brackets. But as I grew older, I noticed two things. When someone told me if I've ever thought to do surgery, a really attractive person would jump and say, "No, I love those ears." Really attractive people are attracted to big ears. Had the hottest partner who loved touching them, and when behind closed doors, loved putting them in their mouth, which feels great. It's because they can tell that if you are tall and have big ears, big hands, feet, and, well, you know where I'm going. It's a Darwin thing. And it also makes you look younger.
Right. No, I'm not being funny. But
have you written this yourself?
No.
I'm not being funny, but you know he said that he had really big ears.
Yeah.
How big is that other person's mouth?
I know.
Huge.
Now, I've never had anyone's mouth around my ears, I'd like to point out, because that's not my kind of thing.
Never, ever, ever?
No. Don't like people touching
not
my ears.
Not even a nibble?
Don't like people touching my ears.
Okay.
No, I'm not being funny, but my ears, they do stick out. They used to more as a child, but they're still quite big. However, I've seen a picture of him. No offence, mate. Your ears are massive. I looked him up on YouTube, and I think he's been on the kind of chilly version of Strictly Come Dancing.
Right.
And even when he's doing the foxtrot or whatever it is, you can see his ears a mile off. This is on a small screen watching YouTube.
Is his partner hanging on to his ears?
No.
as they waltz.
But they're a lot bigger than mine.
Is it a sensitive subject for you?
Yes.
A pink elephant in the room? Sending a picture so you know I'm not lying. Bye, or how we say in Chile, ciao. Jos Miguel Viluta.
Well, thank you, Jos Miguel, for that. And, yeah, your ears are big. Mine aren't as big as yours, so it makes me feel a whole lot better.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Gorgeous people like your ears.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
It's Scott and we welcome Luke and Clarissa and Kaya, who play Freddie and Karen and Effie and Skins. Hiya!
Hello!
Thanks for coming in. Now, it's supposed to be just Freddie and Karen, but then this randomer walked by. What happened?
I was just in Regent Street and I phoned Luke because I knew he was in London. And he's like, oh, I'm just down the road. And then we ended up walking here and now I'm here.
Hiya.
Hello.
So it's a surprise visit by Effie, so
just
thanks.
Just dropping.
Oh, I like that. You actually are quite good mates in real life by the sounds of it.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Now, if you've seen Skins, that you'll know that Freddie is the one that kind of opened the series doing that very impressive skateboard down Park Street in Bristol. Was that you?
That was... No.
Not.
That was not.
No.
All right. Because it was impressive, so it's a complete stuntman all the way through.
All of it. There were little bits for me where we couldn't kind of fake a stuntman being on there.
Yeah.
But most of it was a stunt double.
Now, we've seen you, obviously, in the last four episodes, but the one on Thursday is kind of your one, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Right, okay, so tell us a little bit about what happens.
Well, basically, it's kind of like this, the middle of the series, and this way you kind of see the storyline start to open a bit more. You kind of see Freddie stop hiding in the shadow of his best friend, Cook, and he starts to kind of make something happen with his life.
Okay.
So, yes. All
right. And Karen, we've not really seen you before, have we?
No, not really.
So, and your first bit is when you're watching yourself on TV.
Yeah.
Winning a reality TV show called Search for a Sex Bomb.
Indeed.
which is like a slight dig at X Factor, really, isn't it? And this is where I come in, because I have to be the host of this slightly rubbish TV show, not for the first time, but it was fun. We had a good. How hot was it in there, though?
Oh, it was baking.
Baking.
It was those lights at the back.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was quite a hot, a fairly kind of warm day anyway, but when we were in there, the studio was baking hot, and every time they went, put the fans on! But you'll see it on Thursday. What we're going to start with, if that's all right, is some callers with some questions. Cool?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Zara's first. Hi, Zara.
Hi.
What do you want to ask, then?
When are Freddie and Effie finally going to get together?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, that's all we can say. Who knows?
Who knows? There's a very, very beautiful scene on this Thursday, isn't there? A very special...
The one in the... Yeah. The one I'd say. In the... In the water. I don't want to give away the whole thing.
But that's quite sweet.
Nice scene,
So is it? I mean, it looks like it might happen.
It might happen, but
who knows?
Well,
who knows?
Well, you know.
We're not going to say.
Sorry, Zara, for not answering your question at all. All right, okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Poppy.
Hi.
Who are you with today? Woo. Who are you with?
I'm with Amy, Daisy, Tom, and Finn.
Whereabouts are you?
We're in Suffolk.
Okay, right. Oh, what's your question? Who's it to?
We were just wondering, what kind of music do you guys listen to?
Okay, let's start with Clarissa.
I love Kings of Leon, and I love Muse. Two favourite bands in the world.
Luke. I quite like The Script, and I started listening to a band called The Ruskins as well, which are really, really good. I quite like those. I've got a couple of demo tapes that I started listening to. They're all good, so yeah.
Kaya.
I'm a big MGMT fan. I just bought their album, and I love it. I listen to it every day.
Okay. What about you, Poppy? What are you liking at the moment?
We love Kings of Leon and Alicia Dixon and The Script and the same kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
All right, listen, have a good day, all right? Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.
Woo! And Gemma, hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Hi. Yeah.
What's your question?
It's for Effie. I'm just wondering what your parents think of your raunchy scenes and Skins.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you this, wasn't it?
My grandma watches it on mute, so they kind of edit it for her. My uncle and auntie watch it and then record it and then take out the bad bits and show her.
Do they?
Yeah.
Or they do a special edited version?
They do. No, everyone's been quite supportive of it, and they know it's all professional and it's just... It's not real, so it's okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, because, like, you know, when your parents and you're watching something on TV and it gets a bit awkward because when something wrong comes on and it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's worse when it's you.
How does that work when you're in it, I was going to say?
You just kind of don't make a comment and look straight ahead and hope it passes.
You don't watch it with your parents, though,
no.
Do you? That would be really weird. So you phone your nan and go, yeah, I am on, and your uncle will be sending a special version just for you. Are there any scenes that any of you found, like, really embarrassing to do?
Singing. I had to sing a lot in episode 4. That was horrible. They gave me singing lessons and it still didn't work.
So that is actually you we heard singing.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't work.
Now, I've got to say, Becky, who works on the show, has a bit of a problem with Cook.
I just don't like him. He just Scott mentioned him earlier. He just makes me really angry.
I keep saying to her, Becky, it's not real. It's not real.
But I don't know why. Look, my face has gone red, and I'm already my heart's going like boom, boom, boom.
It's not
because I fancy him. It's because he really annoys me. That's really bad, isn't it? Because he's like, I don't know. But he's obviously a good actor if he manages to do that to me, doesn't he?
Can we get a glass of water for Becky, please?
Look at her face. It's gone red. Oh. What annoys you so much?
I don't know. He's just really annoying. Okay. I think it's just everything. I think he reminds me of the boys that used to bully me at school.
I think he's great. But yeah, it did annoy her. He's probably quite a nice guy in real life, though.
He is. He's a lovely guy.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, he's not too bad.
Yeah, we don't like him.
He's lovely.
And Luke got a thing going on, so...
Really?
Stay out of it.
Thank you for just publicising something that isn't true.
Yeah. Love him.
I'm going to play you the bit now where a bit of Search for a Sex Bomb, which is the fake reality show that's on Thursday night's episode.
Thank you very much, Gemma. Thank you. Okay, it's time for our third and final act of the evening. Singing the song that took the sex bombs to number one in two countries, one protectorate, and, of course, Wales, it's Karen McClare.
It's a bit weird, like, because I was watching myself. It was like me on TV, but on TV, because it's in your living room.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah, it
is,
isn't
really
it?
Really weird. Yeah. So, are you in it from now on? You're in it quite a lot, or?
I make 2 more appearances in the series.
All right, cool. It must have been a lot of fun to do.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was. Do you ever get fed up with people? Well, they probably don't do it so much now, but when it first started with people saying, when they'd only seen the first episode, going, oh, it's not as good as the last series, only because they were kind of so used to the old cast.
Well, we kind of said, we were like, as long as you go into it with an open mind, you'll appreciate it. And I think people have now, haven't they? They kind of opened up to it a bit more.
Yeah. Do you get recognised yet? Because the last Skins lot, towards the end of the last series, they were going everywhere. They were at every party.
Yeah.
I opened my fridge and they came.
we have started to get recognised a lot more. Even just coming here today, we got recognised by a few people.
Yeah.
We got asked for a photo and stuff like that. But it's good. I enjoy it. It's nice. It's a compliment when people say.
Because it's weird. When we filmed the episode, obviously no one had seen you at all. So it's all changed since then.
Yeah, same.
So in Bristol, though, you must be like royalty.
Well, we haven't actually been back to Bristol since.
Well, you would be if you went.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this is true, isn't it? Right, Justin Lee Collins, he is like royalty in Bristol. I saw him get out of a cab once, and he gets everything free. Got out of a cab, they're like, "It's all right, Just, don't worry, I'll pick this one up." I was on a train with him, and one of his friends was there as well, and I don't think they were in. I don't think they had a ticket even, and the inspector came by and went, "Don't worry, Justin, it's fine. Your friend's fine. You see, if you're famous, you get loads of stuff."
That hasn't happened to me yet in Somerset.
Has it not?
No.
No, no.
Maybe a few weeks.
What else have you been invited to? You going to the Brit Awards?
We got invited to the Brits launch, didn't we?
Yeah.
And that was good. We kind of stayed there for a little bit and stuff. And we had the NME party afterwards that we had to kind of attend. And that was really good as well. So we couldn't really stay at the Brits launch for too long. But no, we're still yet to receive an invite for the Brit Awards.
Oh. I'm going to the Luella fashion show on Monday for London Fashion Week. And they've been really nice, giving me a really beautiful dress to wear.
Yes.
So I'm going to plug them.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Jess.
Hiya, Scott. How are you?
I'm all right. Where are you today?
I'm off of Malmesbury in Wiltshire.
Oh, off of Malmesbury, I know that.
Do you?
Yeah, I used to work in Wiltshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very tiny, small little place.
No, yeah. That isn't where that pub is that you always used to go to, is it?
No, that's in Wootton Bassett, Sally Pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. How can I help?
I just wanted to comment on the Big Ear situation you've got on the radio.
Yeah, well, like, this guy from Chile says that not to worry because he's got big ears as well, even though his ears are
gorgeous. People like big ears.
Really bigger than mine. Yeah, go on.
My brother has the biggest ears in the world.
Yeah.
And he says they're love handles for women.
What?
Slightly disturbing.
He says they're love handles for women?
Yes.
In meaning what?
I think they can hold on to them while they're having kids, I think.
Oh, okay, excellent.
Oh, dear.
Right, and why was your brother tell you this?
Well, I have a one-year-old son, and he has looks like he may possibly have big ears.
Yeah.
And my brother always says, don't worry, Charlie, there'll be love handles for women when you get older.
No, to a one-year-old!
I know!
Ew!
Very disturbing.
You need to keep your brother out of your house.
You really do.
He lives in Chicago. It's a really good idea.
That's far away enough, I think.
Absolutely.
No one said that to me, though. Love handles for women, ever.
No, I don't think they have.
I've never tried that out. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1. We've just been having the wrongest conversation about a certain celebrity that someone here might fancy. Effie.
He's Kaya.
Seriously, Andy Peters. Sorry, I shouldn't have.
National radio.
Sorry. Just something about him, isn't there?
Yeah. It's a weird thing. Mm. I fancy Arnold Schwarzenegger as well. He's like my top date.
Okay, I quite like this, actually. Clarissa, who's your celebrity crush?
Oh.
Is it Andy Peters? I know
no,
it is.
No, it's not. It's Richard Fulcher from The Mighty Boosh. The one who played Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. It's his cheeks.
God. He's in the episode on
Thursday. Yeah, it's his cheeks.
Right, he's like the main judge, isn't he, on Thursday on Search for Sex Bomb.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah. The one who plays Bob Fossil in the Mighty Boosh. Oh, my God. It's just his cheeks.
Oh, my God.
And his hair. Oh, I actually love him.
So when we were filming those scenes...
Secretly wanted to go off with him and just have a little chat and just be like, oh, tell me you love me. That's what I wanted to happen.
Right.
Every time I looked at him, don't dream that.
You were playing it pretty cool, though. I had no idea.
Well,
but maybe you'll be able to see it when you watch the episode on Thursday
night. If you see a little twinkle in my eye, that's why.
Right, okay. Luke.
It's got to be Cheryl Cole, innit?
Oh, he's so obvious.
Okay, so she comes up with...
Be unique.
Dude from the Mighty Boosh. You come up with Annie Peters and you say Cheryl Cole.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
He's thinking unconventional now.
I'm trying to think of someone that you wouldn't normally say.
I'll come back to you.
Yeah,
but I actually fancy them.
Lacey and Crawley's been on saying, Luke, can you please tell me you love me in Italian? Before you do that, she's probably going to record it or something. So, after three. One, two, three.
So, what's her name? Sorry. So, what was it?
Lacey.
Lacey.
One, two, three.
Lacey. Ti amo. Ti amo, Lacey. I love you, man.
That's going to be on her phone now forever. Jamie in Plymouth says, have you guys started answering your character names if someone shouts it in the street yet? So someone goes, Freddy! Do you go, yeah?
Luke actually did that on the way down here. Someone shouted out Freddy and he turned around and he waved.
It's called manners. Being polite.
This is my favourite from Thomas. Do you... any of your lives actually mirror the ones that you play in Skins in any way?
That's an in-depth question, isn't it?
Ooh.
Because it does look like, you know...
Not really.
Oh, no, I don't have boys after me, unfortunately.
Oh.
Depressed.
We have no sympathy for you whatsoever.
Whatever.
Luke, you're quite... no, I'm not going
to
say anything.
I'm not really similar to Freddie, I don't think.
No, I don't really say.
Okay, are any of the characters, do you think...
Ollie.
JJ, he's the same.
This, literally, we will phone him up at 3 a.m. with a question and Ollie will know it. He's called Knowledge. That's his nickname.
Knowledge.
He's just JJ.
Knows everything.
Does
everything.
He?
Absolutely everything.
So he is quite similar to his character.
He's a legend.
Well, we are, lots of people on the text are loving your series of Skins and the next one is E4 Thursday night at 10 o'clock with our Search for a Sex Bomb and Freddy's episode. Thanks, guys, for coming in today.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Who won yesterday when Greg was on?
Do you know what? I have no idea, to be honest.
Oh,
I can't actually remember.
What's occurring?
And that's really bad, because he did actually do the score.
He did actually, yeah, he did.
Someone texted in saying it was almost like a real quiz show with him in control, which I thought was very, very rude.
Mm.
I quite like my shambolic approach.
So do I.
Thank you.
It has a certain charm.
Mm-hmm. A bit boring if they get all the...
Wouldn't it, really?
All
you
know? The, you know, all the scoring right and all that all the time. Why would you want to do that?
I think that's what University Challenge needs. It needs Paxman to be a bit more shambolic.
I want it to be a bit over the place, I think.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Greg James?
Yeah.
He's normally on at 4 a.m. in the morning. Mm. He does Oh, What's Occurring a lot better than me, but let's move on from that. He was on yesterday instead of me, and... he was telling us how much he likes to hear people say welcome along.
Mm-hmm.
He's now a little bit addicted to it, I think.
Yeah. It's a strange obsession. I don't know.
Is that his, like, is that his all right treacle?
I think so.
See, I dropped that.
And what are you? What are you, some kind of guru?
No, I'm just saying. Why is he so obsessed? I think he's going a bit mad.
Okay.
Right, I think it's. I just want him to get a bit more sleep. I look at him and I'm like, oh, Greg.
Right.
This happened to me when I did that show. Do you remember Chappers?
Yeah, I do remember.
Do you remember the dark times?
They were dark, weren't they, really?
I don't want him to slip into that.
But if he does, he'll be able to pull himself out the other side you did.
That's right.
And you're there to help him with advice along the way.
Anyway, he is quite obsessed with Welcome Along. And I think he may need to talk to someone about it at some point. But here's my question to you. How many times did Greg say Welcome Along in the first hour of his show at 4 a.m. this morning, bearing in mind he only got off air at 7 p.m. last night because he was sitting in for me and is probably a bit delirious? Becky?
Nine
Welcome Alongs in 1 hour. Chappers?
I have to turn the text off for a second because lots of people are going to go at me for washing pants and tea towels together. They're saying that there's nothing wrong with that because you put them in a washing machine. What did you say?
Nine.
10.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Greg James in the early hours of this morning on Radio 1. How many times did he say welcome along in the first hour, though?
Good morning and welcome along. Welcome along. Welcome along is back. Welcome along. Welcome along's return. Welcome along. It just says welcome along.
Welcome along?
Ah, welcome along. Oh, flowers that spell out welcome along. Welcome. Along. Welcome along in flexible neon tube lighting.
Welcome along in black felt tip pen.
Welcome along. Welcome along in flowered lettering.
It's nice to have you aboard.
And welcome along to you. Just a little welcome along.
Make it in a welcome along shape.
Welcome along.
Welcome. WELCOME 4 7 along.
Welcome along. And welcome along again. Oh, here we go again. Yippee.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean?
Well, I think he's heading towards those dark days quite fast.
I'll get it. You won yesterday, by the way.
All right, thanks.
The answer was 22 welcome alongs. Chappers gets the point.
Oh, what's a curtain?
I'm going to start to share your concern about him.
When you hear that, when it's all in a row like that, you're like, yeah. Right, you know Skins?
Yeah.
Freddie and Karen and Effie from the cast were in earlier. They're very nice. And I'm in it on Thursday as a quiz show host of Search for a Sex Bomb, a reality TV show.
Never.
Obviously, you sound like the right man for that
job.
Yeah,
I was just thinking. Never has a host been more appropriate for a show. Mm.
Obviously, you know that I'm doing Search for a Sex Bomb and that's my role in the show because we told you this earlier. But we went onto the streets and asked people this question. Who do you think Scott Mills would play in Skins? Bear in mind, none of these people knew that I was going to be a quiz show host when we asked them. Okay. What was the most popular answer?
I'm going to go for embarrassing uncle.
I was going to say Effie's dad. Okay, really young. Help me, Chippers. Good looking.
Grandfather.
New boy who comes to town.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Sorry, just say that.
I was hoping for older brother. Older brother would have been nice.
Yeah, well, uncle's similar, isn't it? He can be a young uncle. That's okay, what I was implying.
So you're saying uncle?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm
right,
saying...
Right, fine. Uncle's fine. Becky?
I don't think quizmasters are meant to be this aggressive.
I'm going to say good-looking policeman.
Brilliant. Not again.
Well, that's all you ever do.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
If you didn't know beforehand, who would Scott Mills be in Skins? We went to the streets to find out.
If Scott Mills was in it, I think it'd be a taxi driver.
Why do you think it'd be a taxi driver?
Because I think that would suit him, because he talks a lot.
A bus driver.
Why?
He's got that sort of face.
A best man.
Why do you think he'd be a bus driver?
Just because I can imagine him on a bus, really. Can you not imagine him on a bus?
No. What character do you think Scott will be when he's in Skins?
A plumber. Because he seems like he's a handy man.
I think he would be a milkman because he can deliver bottles.
I reckon if he was on Skins, he'd probably be a milkman because he looks like the kind of guy that would drive a float, you know?
A randy old man. Yeah, just randy old man.
I think he would be like Cook's brother and be like his geeky old brother, and Cook's all like, "Whoa!" And he's like, "Hi, I'm Scott."
So you think Scott's a bit of a geek?
No. He's great at acting, so he would just suit the geek role.
Might be a bus driver, what do you think, girls?
Yeah.
Drug dealer. No, well, maybe. Yeah, maybe a drug dealer and bus driver, yeah.
A drug dealing bus driver.
Driving, drug dealing combo.
So that's astonishing, isn't it?
You're a bus driver.
The most popular answer was bus driver.
The irony of that. What? Well, you don't do public transport, do you?
I drive one. Yes, I do. I got a taxi earlier. That's public and it's transport.
It's not.
It's not a bus.
It's not.
I get trains all the time. What are you trying to say? You're trying to make me out to be something I'm really not.
Oh, there are some great... Can we keep that one? I love that one.
Bus driver was the correct answer. No points.
Oh! What's occurring?
And now for the last situation.
I just wish people could have seen your face for when somebody said Randy, old man.
For the last situation on Oh, What's Occurring, we hand over to a man on YouTube calling himself Scott Mills Guru. If you want to see his video in full, he's done a video version of Oh, What's Occurring. It's available at Radio 1 Online. He's one of the geeks from Unofficial Mills. And here he is.
Hi, it's me, Scott Mills Guru, or Rob, or whatever you want to call me, really. And I'm here today to play...
Oh, what's occurring?
Brilliant, OK.
I put two hamsters at the top of the stairs and timed them as they ran down.
So...
put two hamsters at the top of the stairs
and timed them as they ran down. Okay?
Can hamsters run downstairs?
I don't think it's advisable.
All right.
My question to you is, which hamster made it down first? Hamster number one or hamster number two? So person A, pick a number, one or two, and then person B has to pick the other remaining number.
Okay, Chappers.
Am I person A?
You're person A.
I'll go hamster number two.
You're saying hamster two? So Becky...
Hamster one.
Really? All right then, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
From the Scott Mills Guru's video, here is Oh, What's Occurring with two hamsters running down the stairs.
Oh, what's occurring?
There we go.
This is hamsters running downstairs, yep. Is it?
The video's online.
I can confirm that hamster A made it in 3 minutes, 20 seconds, and with a lot of editing, that was cut down to what you just saw. So let's have a look at hamster number two. Well, he just did that for 3 minutes, really, so I kind of gave up on him. So the winner was hamster number one.
Yes.
So whoever picked that, give yourself a point.
There we are.
What happened to my hamster?
We just got stuck at the top of the stairs, he said, so he gave up on him.
That'll be right.
So it looks like it's a draw today on Oh, What's Occurring, because no one got a point in the second bit. Thank you very much to the Scott Mills Guru. If you want to have a look at his Oh, What's Occurring video, it's online now at bbc.co.uk.
I kind of feel robbed by my hamster there. Yeah.
I'm going to go online and have a look at him.
Oh, what's occurring?
Podcast. Good news, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The Scott Mills Guru, one of the geeks from Unofficial Mills, is back, and he's done a brand new video. If you don't remember this guy, he's all over YouTube doing this.
Hello, welcome along to my new YouTube channel, Scott Mills Guru. I made this because I am indeed Scott Mills off of Radio 1. I'm his biggest fan.
Bless.
You might be thinking, well, how did you come along to make a YouTube channel for Scott Mills? That's kind of sad, isn't it? I suppose it is a bit sad.
It's not sad.
Some would say it is.
Right, well, Scott Mills Guru is back. Are we putting this video online so people can look at it?
Look at the curtains.
Well, there's a whole bit on his curtains.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, he's got a whole new video. You slagged off his curtains last time.
I didn't.
And you did, and his mum wasn't happy.
My words just get twisted all the time.
It's good, though, because he's put so much effort into this. He's done his own video version of Oh, What's Occurring. Here he is.
Hi, it's me, Scott Mills Guru. Or Rob, or whatever you want to call me, really. And I'm here today to play...
Oh, what's occurring?
He's put a lot of time and effort in.
Did he put that in himself?
Yeah.
Oh, bless him.
Oh, what's occurring? 3 questions. All you have to do is guess what happens next. Now, it's better if you watch this video with someone else so you can play along with them. Label yourselves 1 and 2, and... Let's begin.
There we are. Label yourselves.
I can't wait for his situation.
Label yourselves 1 and 2 and begin.
So far, he's a better quizmaster than you.
Yeah. Well, we've missed a trick here because we've just been doing it on the radio and he's beat us to the video version. Listen to this.
Situation number 2. So you know my curtains? The ones that Chappers doesn't like. I went round my sit form and asked 6 people, do you like my curtains? My question to you is... How many people liked my curtains?
I think we should actually, you know, make this into a proper thing. Hang on a second.
What, as a feature?
Well, we will in a bit, yeah.
Oh, what's occurring?
So person B, pick a number between 1 and 6 of how many people said, yes, they do like my curtains. And then person A, take a guess as well.
Now, hang on a minute, because you need to get in here quick, because you don't want him releasing some interactive DVD version.
I know, that's
what
I'm thinking.
Obviously what he's kind of thinking.
Anyway, here's what people think of Scott Mills Guru's curtains.
Oh!
Do you like my curtains?
No.
Do you like my curtains?
I do like your curtains, yeah.
Do you like my curtains?
No.
Do you like my curtains?
Yes.
Do you like my curtains?
No.
Do you like my curtains?
Well, they look more like curtains that you would find in a kitchen, but they are quite nice.
Oh,
Am I in a dream at the moment?
He went around his sixth form asking, do you like my
there
curtains?
There is some lad who is like your biggest fan has filmed himself going around his classroom asking other people if they like his curtains.
Aww. Here's the answer on the video. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh. So that was three people who said yes, they did like my curtains. So that's 50% of the people like my curtains. So whoever was closest to three, give yourself a point.
Oh, I see.
Oh, he's amazing.
He is better than me.
So have you got one of him? For...
Well, what we're going to do on I What's a Karen today is we're going to have one of his situations and you're going to have to guess, all right, from his video.
Today just gets better and better.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. OK then, Becky, let's have your bargains, please. Obviously, we're at the Brit Awards tomorrow, so we're doing Becky's Classifieds one day early. These are all genuine adverts that you can find on the internet, actual bargains here in the credit crunch economic downturn. Greg James, over to you.
Designer, feather, false eyelashes, £8.
What's false eyelashes?
Why is he saying like that?
I don't know. I think it's false eyelashes, but bless him, he's right. A bit tired.
Oh,
okay. On the tape, he did try about 20 times to say false, and he couldn't, so in the end, I think he just gave up.
Had he had wine?
No, this was this morning, after his show.
Had he had wine?
Brand new and never been worn. You can reuse the eyelash for a dramatic look. They are premium-rounded, feathered false lashes, inspired by the butterfly. Glue included.
So I'm confused here.
Put two big butterflies on your lashes. It's only £8.
But they're made of a feather.
Is butterfly sort of feathery, aren't they?
Well, so for people that want to have the look of having butterflies on their eyelashes, this is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Rubbish.
Why? I don't get this. Why do you want... I know people wear false eyelashes, but why? Why?
Did Steven Tyler wear false eyelashes when you saw him at the Brit Awards?
No, he did. Well, I've no idea. But why? I don't get it.
No, I don't want them anyway. Next.
False teeth. Huh? Free to a good home.
I can understand people wearing false eyelashes more than somebody else's false teeth.
You don't want second-hand false teeth.
Sit them in your window or in a cup under your pillow, because the tooth fairy might just come and give you a couple of pennies. If you'd like to have them, then just email me. They're my nan's, but she's got a new pair.
Gross.
I haven't thought of having a tooth fairy scam going on to get some extra money, but that's given me a really good idea.
Also, you do just put the tooth under the pillow for the tooth fairy. You don't put it in a cup under the pillow, otherwise you never get to sleep.
I think, again, he got confused, put them in a cup on the window or under the pillow.
That would be uncomfortable lying on a cup.
Exactly,
on
how much do you get for a tooth these days? Because I used to get about 20p, but if it's gone up to, like, pounds...
Must have done by now.
I'm going to get these teeth. There must be how many teeth...
Over to Chappers the parent.
I think it's a pound.
So, false teeth. How many teeth do humans have? 32?
32, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so that's £32 for free false teeth. Yes.
Okay, good.
See?
Always thinking, aren't you? Always thinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like your logic.
We'll find out, because loads of people will be on now saying how much pocket money they get.
I think it's a pound a tooth.
For the tooth. Next.
Coin-operated nut dispenser wanted.
Wanted?
Mm.
Do you sell, or can you help me locate, a bulk nut vending machine like this one? If so, please get in touch.
What's that?
I haven't got one. I think it's like a gumball.
Is this one of these things where there's a big pot of nuts and you put 20p in, turn the handle, and then before you've got your hand underneath it, they all come out and fall on the floor?
Yeah, and thus rendering them unedible.
Mm. They do them for little chocolate eggs and Skittles.
I've got one of these for jelly beans, so I thought I could just put some nuts in, send it, and then... get the money.
Is it like one of those ones they have in some toilets in pubs now where you can get
those toothbrush
the toothbrush things. Is that
it's
same?
Like a little flannel, isn't it, for your teeth?
They're a massive dispenser though, aren't they?
Have you tried one of those?
Yeah, it's all crunchy.
It's horrible.
You have a jelly bean thing at home, do you? Do you charge people for jelly beans around at your house? You tight mare.
You can come round and have a bean whenever you like, Chappers.
I have to say, though, even though those toothbrush things are horrible, because, like, if you stop at a service station, I can't help but buying one, even though I know it's going to be horrible every time. Because it does give you quite a fresh mouth once you've finished chewing the kind of... It's like chewing on a toothbrush. Mm. Weird. Next!
Free pencil. A really good one.
Oh, good.
I've had this pencil for a while, and I'd like to pass it on to a good home. It's a really good pencil... with no eraser, though a talented carpenter could apply one. I feel like this pencil's time has come. It's a mature pencil with a wise outlook on life.
Seriously, these are rubbish this
week.
This
person's an idiot.
It could benefit someone who needs to write that quick, yet profound, post-it note to stick on the fridge. It could also be used to press those reset buttons you find on tiny clocks or standby buttons on electric keyboards from the late 80s. Anyhow, let me know if you're interested.
It's a pencil!
I know, but I'm not being funny. That button, those really tiny buttons that you have to do reset
on the mouse.
I can never find anything small enough to put in there.
That's true,
This would be really useful for that. You know, the little buttons on the bottom. The one that's so tiny you can't get anything in it.
That might be quite handy for my phone as well, because if you've got one of those... I've got one of those phones where you have to put...
Where the SIM card is.
If you want to get the SIM card out, you have to put like the smallest pin in it. Yeah. What's the point of that?
Well, now you get a free pencil and you can do that.
I don't think a pencil would do it.
£2 a tooth?
I know, that's what some people are saying.
No chance.
The Tooth Fairy now gives my daughter £2 per tooth from Kirsty in Ashford. Seriously, they're scamming. Yeah. Next.
Hand-knitted pink fluffy chick. £4. Comes with a ribbon tied around the neck and a knitted beak and eyes are also sewn on. This fluffy chick comes with the bottom left open, so you can put some chocolates in it.
Isn't that what you've always wanted?
What, a fluffy chick with chocolate in its bottom?
Yeah.
No.
The size allows for a chocolate egg the same size as a Cadbury's cream egg. Or you can also put 3 Ferrero Rocher in there, or something similar. Sold without the chocolate, so easier to post. Makes a great gift for a loved one. Or at Easter time.
Such a load of tat this week.
They're lying as well.
Why?
There's no way 3 Ferrero Rocher equal 1 Cadbury's cream egg.
In anyone's language. No, not at all.
They're lying. You couldn't get
a cream egg is only slightly bigger than a Ferrero Rocher.
And Ferrero Rochers are all knobbly and they aren't as smooth as the cream egg. No way, they're lying.
Next. Immortal toast.
Oh, I've seen this for sale before.
I have a piece of toast, which I've had for about 2 weeks now, and it hasn't gone bad. It still looks like it did the same day it was cooked.
Oh, I thought this was one of those things that you get from those gadget shops where it's got a picture of... You can get like a thing with Jesus on the toast. Mm. But it's not that at all.
I'm looking to swap this piece of toast, which I've named Dave. If you've got anything to swap it with, then just contact me, and we'll come to some sort of deal.
How much free time does this person have?
Too much.
And who's going to swap it? Who wants a manky old bit of toast?
It's made from Warburton's and is thick slice. It's only ever had one owner and never been nibbled on.
Well, now it's thick sliced. I might change my mind about it. What an idiot.
Yeah. All idiots today on Becky's Classified. Ridiculous. So thanks for those, Becky. Brilliant.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.